What's up, everybody? Welcome to the TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. I'm Thomas.
I'm Tyson.
I studied exercise physiology and competed in many various sports ranging from wrestling to ultra running. I use that knowledge to combine today's science with ancient wisdom to live an optimal lifestyle and to spread that information onto the masses.
I'm a lifelong weightlifter and I'm obsessed with health and wellness. My degree in biology, with an emphasis in neurobiology, physiology, and behavior, allows me to take a deep dive into the most current literature and bring that information to you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you'd like to show your support, please rate and review on your favorite podcast provider, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or SoundCloud. Also, sign up on our website, tntwellnessandnutrition.com, for all of our up-to-date content.
Let's get this started.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. This is Article of the Week number 11, and today we're going to be discussing the debate that Paul Saladino did with Joel Fuhrman. And I'm going to link Paul Saladino's website on the post so you can go to tntwellnessandnutrition.com and you can find the whole show notes for their debate, and it references all the stuff they talked about and gives you more links if you want to actually go into more detail. Tom listened to this debate. It's his idea. He said it was pretty good, so he wanted to talk about it. You already know where we stand as far as animal-based versus plant-based, but we're always open to new ideas. So I don't know. Did you hear anything worth mentioning, I guess?
I mean, it definitely wasn't super educational, but it was what a debate, like, it had everything in a debate that I wanted to have. So these two guys are not friendly whatsoever. This is some, like, past stuff that I didn't even know about, but I guess Joel Fuhrman has, like, said publicly that Paul Saladino should be in jail because of how dangerous his medical advice is.
Oh, that's Joel Fuhrman?
Yeah. See, 'cause
I don't know who Joel Fuhrman is, but I remember seeing the video of some doctor saying that about him.
Yeah, so these two guys are definitely not friends.
Okay.
It's pretty funny that, like, the name of the podcast episode is A Friendly Debate, when it was very far from it. One thing I do wish is that this wasn't on Saladino's podcast, because he was trying to be like the moderator and the debater, which just doesn't work. Like, you need somebody. I mean, Joe Rogan would have been okay. I'd rather have somebody like educated on it, like a Chris Kresser, somebody that's kind of neutral, that isn't straight animal based, isn't straight plant based, somebody neutral to actually like moderate it, because it wasn't set up right. But damn, like, these two guys just absolutely, like, one person would say something, the other was like, nope, 100% lie, and they just kind of went back and forth to say that the other one was lying the whole time. It was pretty entertaining.
Well, so was Joel Fuhrman basically touting stuff like LDL being bad, saturated fat causing heart disease, that type of stuff?
It wasn't so much that. So this is how it started, is Joel Fuhrman said that all the epidemiological studies, those are the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. Because they're large people spanning decades, they have an end result, which is death. So it's like, bam, it checks all these check marks. And Saladino's like, no, those are not the gold standard, because there's so many variables, you can't make any sort of like logical conclusion. And like, basically just from that was like the very beginning of the podcast. Like, pretty much from there, it's like, okay, I think your studies are shit, you think my studies are shit, so we can't agree on anything. But, like, yeah, we've talked about how epidemiological studies are, like, extremely flawed. I mean, if you just think about it like this. So red meat has a lot of poor outcomes in America when you talk about these, like, large epidemiological studies. Well, I'm pretty sure the biggest way most people consume red meat would be from the McDonald's, the Burger King, the Carl's Jr. That's on every single corner in America.
Yep.
When you're eating the burger, you're eating the bun, you're eating the French fries that are cooked in soybean oil, you're drinking that with like an extra large Pepsi. I mean, come on, is it really the beef, like the beef, or is it all these other like shitty foods that go along with it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've made that argument a million times.
Yeah, so like, that's a major problem with epidemiological studies. But like, Joel Fuhrman like wasn't giving in, and he was also used this argument, which I absolutely hate. It's like, are you saying that Harvard, the WHO, the AHA, the
yes.
American Diabetes Association,
yes.
all these brilliant people all around the world are wrong.
Yes.
And you are the one person that is right.
Yes.
And so he was like, yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Exactly what we're saying. You know what? Quick side note, because they talk about the AHA. So next week we're going to talk about omega-3 to omega-6 ratio, and I'll talk about that more in depth. But one of the arguments used kind of against my line of thinking, I was like, okay, I'm trying to be, what is it? Not rational, but fair. So I went down the rabbit hole. I was like, okay, what are the references that this guy's using for this thing? And the first article was about LDL causing heart disease, and it was sponsored by the AHA. And I was like, oh man, this is just such crap.
Yeah. 100%. Joel Fuhrman also like accused Saladino of being like religious about his way of eating. And I don't know why Saladino didn't use this, but he's like, yeah, I was a vegan at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he could have been like, hey, I tried your diet, it didn't work. Have you ever tried my diet?
Like, yeah, this guy doesn't look particularly healthy. He's just kind of like a skinny old white guy.
Well, I mean, he's in his late 60s. I think he's like 67 now. He used to be a professional athlete, a figure skater.
Does that count? Come on.
I mean, like, it's not like he's like a professional bowler. Like, you do need to be somewhat athletic.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah, you know, like, that is like a... You know, like, you need to be in shape and stuff like that for that sport. Okay. So, yeah, that I think that counts.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's definitely not a sport where being bigger, faster, stronger, like, is really that advantageous. It's more about being, like, leaner and smaller.
And flexible.
So, yeah, I can kind of see how, like, a vegan diet would help out that type of athletics versus, like, a football player probably wouldn't do well. Actually, I don't think any football player has done well on a vegetarian or vegan diet.
No, definitely not.
I mean, Cam Newton's, like, the best example of that.
Yeah, exactly. He's gone downhill ever since.
So, like, yeah, we were just talking about, or they were talking about how epidemiological studies are, like, the gold standard when it comes to nutrition, which they're not. Saladino brings up, it's like, well, what about the Asian studies, like Japan and Korea? Like, these are two of the biggest meat eaters in the world, and they also have, like, the longest, or one of the highest, like, life expectancies. So, like, what about that? And Joel Fuhrman, like, try to poke holes in him. And it's just like, this just kind of, you guys can go back and forth like this all day long. It's like, it's really easy to poke holes in epidemiology because, like, they're shitty studies. Because
the holes are there. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to say observational because I am, like, struggling with that word.
Hey, that word's a hard word. Try typing it. It's even harder. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at the word on the page, and I think that's why it's throwing me off. It's like, I'm trying to, like, sound it out, and that shit's just not working.
Yeah. Observational works, too.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, observational studies are definitely not the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. Unfortunately, I don't really think that there is, like, the best way to do a nutritional study because there's so many flaws in it. It's like, okay, either you're not having enough patients, it's over too short of a time span, or if you do have a lot of patients and it's over a long time span, there's going to be so many other variables at play that, like, they're pretty much all junk. Like, it's very easy to poke holes in any sort of nutritional science. So you just kind of have to look at, like, the overall data. And Saladino brought this up, and I really agree with it. It's like, well, you can just look at human evolution. Like, I mean, almost every single anthropologist will agree that humans ate a lot of meat all throughout our history. This is, like, the one time that, like, our meat consumption has gone down. And it's like, yeah, look at our health. So if you want to look at, like, observational data, I mean, I think that's pretty damn clear.
Well, what did Joel say to that?
I don't think he really had a rebuttal.
Yeah.
So one thing that was really flawed with this debate is that one person would talk for 10 minutes, make a bunch of points, and then the other person would talk for 10 minutes and try to, like, disprove all those points. But when somebody's talking for 10 minutes straight, they're saying a lot of stuff. So it's hard to, you can't even keep track of, like, all the things that they said that the other one disagreed with.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why you need, like, a moderator, give it, like, hey, you have 2 minutes, go, you have 2 minutes, go, and just kind of take it point by point instead of, here's my 5 points, and just kind of going in like that.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, I don't know, you know how hard it is to get people's schedules together, so I'm sure for these two guys who are doctors, it's going to be hard to find time where they can get actual moderator during that time as well to, you know, line up a real debate.
Yeah, that's 100% true, but I mean, I just, like, enjoyed it because I hate how there will be people that are, like, completely opposed against each other, like a vegan and a carnivore doctor, something like that, and then they'll just, like, agree on everything. It's like, well, I don't really care about what you guys agree on. I want to hear about what you don't agree on, and then I can make my conclusions that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Saladino definitely brought the stronger evidence, and I thought that he made much better points, both like logically and scientifically.
Well, did Joel make any good points in your opinion? Like, anything stood out to you?
I mean, he did bring up some interesting points about when it comes to like the Asian studies and heart disease. I guess they suffer from a different type of heart disease than most Americans do. I don't remember the exact specifics of it, but like that was one of the reasons why Asians that eat more meat or have like better health outcomes. So it was just something new to me. I don't know if it's true or not, because I'd have to like look into more data on it.
Yeah.
But I thought Saladino brought up a bunch of great points that completely undid all of like, or most of Joel Fuhrman's like arguments.
Yeah, no, I get it. And not, I don't even think, I mean, well, shit, I don't know, man. So many people are convinced to go vegan or convinced to go vegetarian in today's world. But someone like you, who is like pretty decent at breaking things down to the most like basic parts, you know, like in a logical way, it's pretty easy to logically argue carnivore versus vegan, in my opinion. Don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, the argument that I always go to, it's the simplest one. It's like, okay, right now it is like late March. What were you going to eat from now back to November? Like, what would you eat if you didn't have the grocery store right there?
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing growing. There's no wild berries. Maybe you can pick some, like, tubers here and there, but you're not going to survive off of tubers for 6 months out of the year. It's like you would be eating animals. You would either eat animals or you would die.
And that's like, just a fact.
Yeah, it's like, it's that simple. Like, oh, yeah, there's, like, plenty of fruit around. I mean, plenty of fruit around is actually being pretty generous. There's not that much fruit around during summertime, but there's quite a bit. But, like, there's still no way that you could survive without animals foods. Like, there's no way around that. I don't know how you can do that for even a month.
Yeah. And it's not like, and you're right, with that fruit, it's not like that fruit's just waiting there solely for you. Every animal in the fucking forest knows where that fruit is and when it actually is produced, and they're going to go eat it too. It's not just going to wait there for you.
Yeah, and it's not like there's fields of it like we have fields of corn and soy. There's like a few bushes here and there, and then you go pick them, and then once they're done,
they're gone.
It's like, all right, gotta wait till next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it's not like, I mean, we've done a podcast on like categorizing humans as, what is it? It's not hypercarnivores. What's the term now? I can't think of it.
I think hypercarnivore means 70% or more meat. So we consider that. I think it's obligate carnivores,
obligate,
which is,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
85% mm-hmm. or more meat.
Yeah. So,
or
we have
a facultative carnivore. Is that the same as obligate?
Oh, no, it's facultative. That's what we did it on. Yeah.
Okay.
Facultative carnivore. So we have a podcast on that. And you can tell it was a long time ago because I can't even remember what it's called. But there's a lot of evidence out there that that's what humans were and have been for the vast majority of our evolution. And with that definition, it doesn't mean that we never ate plants, we never ate fruits. Like, I would never argue that, but I would argue that they have never been a major part of our diet until very recently. Like, literally the past 10,000 years, maybe. Most likely the last, like, 5 to 3,000 years when all the animals really, we've killed basically everything. There's just not enough wildlife out there in the sense of, or excuse me, like fruits and vegetables in the wild to support any sort of growth and any sort of decent sized population of humans. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no way to do it. It's completely unnatural. The only way that you can do it is just because of all the advances in agriculture, transportation, and refrigeration. Without like that technology, being vegan would be impossible.
Be impossible, yeah, it would. So would you recommend people actually listen to this debate?
I thought it was very interesting and entertaining. I mean, you're not really going to learn a lot, but one thing I do like is that both of them are set in their ways, and they're making like the best points that they can make. So I think it's always good to hear like what the opposing people are saying. I think it's good to have that exposure so you're not just in like an echo chamber.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think it is a good episode to listen to. But if you are listening to it expecting to, like, you know, like have a bunch of like great ideas, they're probably not really going to be there.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's unfortunate, but that's just the way it is with debates, and especially with debates with people who are not going to agree on basically any points.
Yeah, I'd be really interested to know like what a vegan thought if they listened to the same podcast, because I mean, I'm kind of biased. I mean, I'm not kind obviously. Of, I'm very biased.
Yeah.
That I'm going to agree with Saladino. But, I mean, I've been listening to him for, like, a couple years now, and he's done a lot of debates. And while I do like, you know, like 90% of his information, I have thought he's lost a couple debates that he's done. So, I mean, I'm not, like, 100% on board with him all the time.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I think that's a good thing. I don't know if there's anybody out there who you're actually going to be 100% in agreement with all the time.
You shouldn't be. Not if you're, you know, having a bunch of different sources and making sure that you're, like, really staying up to date on everything out there.
Yeah, exactly. Because no one's an expert in everything. You know, we all have fields. We all have areas where we are just lacking and ignorant, whether we know it or not.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right, well, that's another podcast in the books. Thank you for listening. You can find us at TNTWellnessAndNutrition.com or on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, so feel free to reach out anytime.
Yeah, please rate, review, and subscribe on whatever your favorite podcast provider is. That's Apple Podcasts, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and YouTube. Hope everybody has a happy and healthy week.